What do you think are the tissue biomarkers that should be sent routinely on any thoracotomy specimen? You know, in breast cancer, for example, where routinely, obviously, all the tumors are tested for ER and HER2, and there are some pretty interesting markers, not to mention EGFR out there. What do you think should be routine?
Well, I think it's great. I mean, I think, and you have a perfect perspective because you've seen it all come through the breast world, et cetera. And like we said once before in a discussion, the lung docs were just trying to be more like breast cancer doctors and who figured it out years ago. But, you know, we will start looking at biomarkers routinely. So I think EGFR for an adenocarcinoma is important to send out in a resected specimen. I will say this to the credit of Kirk Jones, our pathologist. I no longer have to browbeat him in tumor board and ask. They just, and by the way, David, here's the result. You know, so that's a done deal. I think RAS is potentially important as a sort of marker of exclusion. And then in the early stage patients, now there's this whole exciting movement for prognostic gene sets to try to identify the, quote, bad biology patients from the better biology patients who might be just cured with good old hot lights and cold steel already. And to that end, there are a bunch of different technologies and prognostic gene sets. We have some technology we've been working on, and others have microarray-based analyses, you know, the Duke group and others and Francis Shepard's group, et cetera, at Toronto. So I do think eventually, and I don't know how soon this will come to prime time, that we will have the ability to look by either specific, quantifiable 1 to 4 to 20, whatever it's going to be, genes of interest, and know their expression and suggest that those patients have worse biology and therefore should get systemic therapy. It would be nice to be able to then say what kind of systemic therapy. And I think ERCC1 potentially is something you could easily interrogate from the tumor. And I think that technology, even paraffin-fixed tissue, is reliable. I think people will start looking for that. It's too soon to know which you know, a specific gene or gene set will become a standard of care, as it were. But I do think that that future is coming quickly.